Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God. Today is another day that we just take our time and we come before the Lord and we thank God. And this is what God has done for us. And I want to just keep us in full pursuit of what the devil is doing. We've overcome him. The Bible teaches you and us. Well, we have overcome him. And one of the things I just like to keep saying to us is that we keep moving in the name of Jesus, and we declare and decree that his name is above every name, and that the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow. Every knee, not just some knees, every knee shall bow. And I want to thank the Lord most of all for hearing the prayers of the righteous today and bring us to the point where we just say, thank you, Lord, for everything you have done for us and how you kept us and showed us the way. And today is the day that God has, he's blessed us again. And you know, beloved, I just keep saying to the believers, can you believe? Can you believe that God will do what he says he's going to do? Can you believe it? He'll do what he says he's going to do. But I need you to come with me in agreement. Come with me in agreement to keep the word of God palatable, because God is so good. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. There's none like him. When he said he's going to do something, he did. He sent us Jesus. He sent us Jesus. And when he sent us Jesus, he sent us a way out of no way. And the most important thing is that we keep our eyes set upon him. And the more we keep our minds set upon him, the more he keeps us. The more he keeps us. And I would just say to you tonight, just keep our eyes on him. Hallelujah. Let me show you something what God is saying to us tonight. And the one thing that I've come to understand is the more we trust in him, the more he let us be who we said we're going to be. But I say these words to you with love. One of the things that God has said, when we want to be prosperous, we want to have some victory, we want to be able to do what God has said in the name of Jesus. And I want to just take you to the book of James and read it with me right quick. And James shows us a practical, he shows us practical religion for those who are practicing by doing, and when it comes, it's not. Seeing is being your actions, and action shows it. Let me reread that. I wrote it down. James shows a practical religion for those who are practically mindless. Seeing is not always followed by doing, and when it is not seen, it is present. If you all have faith, then your action shows it. If you have the faith, faith becomes a possibility for those of us who can believe. Now, I will say this to you, one thing, working faith. We have to have some luck. I'm going to give them working faith, working possible faith, faith that overcomes, a faith through his answer. God answers daily needs. And just let me share this with you for just a moment. One of the things I want to say, working faith helps us when there is a need. Faith gives us even when there is a light, when the place is in jeopardy. When you see what we're seeing, we fight the good fight of faith. We tell the world there's none like our Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. Faith has compassion. A Christian can feel another need. I mean, many times we believers, we find we have a strong urgency to hear what God is saying to us. And beloved, I will say this to you more now than ever. The more we declare and decree that our bodies, our mind, our spirit, they are just like Jesus. And the devil can do us no harm through his demon. And we take authority in the name of Jesus, and we just say, Christ, give us all his life for us. He said, I came that you, Willie Hunter, you that are listening, that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Well, the abundance life living in the fact that what God's Son has done for us. Jesus came, as I say, he came from the splendors of glory. What is that splendor? But he came from where? He came from heaven. Where all things are possible. For there is no death. There is no lying. There is no cheating. There is nothing. But he came down because God the Father had prepared a man, and a man could not. And the man could not understand because he had a weakness. When he and the woman in the garden together, they made a big mistake, both of them. Can't blame one, can't blame the other. And God told the man, not the woman. See, that's where faith comes in, man. It is profitable for those of us who can take this faith and move it to the next level. And I'm going to take it to the next level. I'm believing God for what God is doing right now in the name of Jesus. God is doing it. And I will say, what is he doing to me, Willana? He's healing my body consistently. He's showing, he's opening my eyes consistently. He's giving me love and consistently. He's showing me the needs of people that have a need. And I say this with love. The more we talk to God, the more we tell God, the more God understands us. And so how many of us can just do that and just say, God, without you, I can do nothing? How many of y'all can just say that? Huh? How many? How many? I want you to know something of what God is doing. God is doing a great word for us. He's doing a great word for us. And all we have to do is just praise him, love him, and adore him. See, when Jesus on the earth realm, walking in the earth realm, these words mortify me more than I can ever see. Coming out of his words, these words spake Jesus. He lifted his eyes to heaven, where he came from. He said, Father, the hour is come, is now come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may be glorified in thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as those has given him. As this is eternal life, that they might know the only true God. I love you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, I have glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work that thou hast gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me and thine own self with the glory which I have with thee before the world was. God Almighty, how profitable. God is an awesome God. My God Almighty, God. Oh, thank you. And one thing I will say to the believers, and there are a lot of people in my life, and I'm going to have to release them because I'm understanding what God has me to do. Now, do I love? Yes, I do. Do I hate? I hate sin. I hate sin because sin can trap you. Now, let me show what Christ gave us. He gave us the wherewith to do what God has said. See, he gave us some working faith. He helped us to build these different places. See, but on Christian field, physical, spiritually, we have to come to them and pray with them, pray for them, and believe God for them. But we have to take notice when the working faith that we have glorifies Christ and put ourselves in the background. Always notice when you got that faith that is working faith. Working faith keep working inside of you, keeps letting you know, ain't no one like you. You're the only one. God has chosen you. You can do it. See, that's the encouragement I have. And let me tell you what I come to understand the more I give God the glory to sell and praise his holy name. God has so granted us to be profitable in faith. He says, let it be done. as it is unto you. God so loved us that he gave us his only begotten Son. And when God loves us, he loves us more than anything else that we can ever desire, a dream, a belief, because he's the kind of God that loves us. And I want to say this to you, beloved. If I have been negligent, will you please forgive me? Can I be more profitable for the kingdom of God? Yes. Will you pray for me and believe for me? See, I know that I know. Working faith moves us in this way. It comes down on us when we care one for another. Because we know that there was a need in the body of Christ. Somebody. Now, as my prayer warden was saying this morning, is there anybody that we pray for them, got them delivered? They don't pass our way no more. They keep going on. Until the next time they get into bigger trouble, they want you to pray for them. Well, let me say this with love to the person. Once you get out of darkness, you got to go get filled with the Holy Ghost more than anything else. You got to start giving your life to Jesus Christ. You got to start giving your time to Jesus Christ. You got to start submitting to Jesus Christ. You got to start obeying Jesus Christ. You've got to do what he said do. He's not commanding you, but that's one of the prerequisites of being a part of the kingdom of God. If you want to be a part of it, you got to do what he said do. The gates of hell are never closed to the believer. Never closed. Satan can't get in there. He done tried, but he couldn't. See, let me share this with you so far. Profitable faith. When we profitable, it's shown by going the second mile. How many of you will help somebody the best that you can? I'm not being bragging or lifting myself up, but the more we can go that extra mile, somebody needs some help right now while we're on the radio station, I was teaching. And we're talking about profitable faith. How are we going to profit somebody? Somebody sitting there with a ton of money. I can't do that. I can't. But you got to do what God said, because the next thing you know, you'll lose all that money. That's why I said, Lord, if you give me, I want to do this and I want to do it. I want to build a place for the people of the state. I want to build a Washington for the people of the state and have a job. I want to be able to have a place. See, the desire of my heart is profitable in these days when I live. Does it interfere with what God said? No, God says, oh. That's what he wants. We can do that. But how are we going to do it? God's going to do it in the name of Jesus by my faith increasing, becoming more profitable to do what he has declared in the written word. And as we both know, when we are profitable, we go to a second mile or whatever is needed. How many can help somebody that needs some help? How many of you pastors out there help the widows in your church? Do you have a special time set up for them? Do you want to do a special thing for them? How about it? Do you have them together? I just ask one question. Let me show you something. Profitable faith is not only, it grows by persecution. Oh, my God, they're going to mistreat me. No, they're not. They did it to Jesus. They did it to Jesus. We're no better than him. Stop being afraid of getting a lick upside your head. When he hits you upside the head, you got the helmet on, he can't hit you. Let him hit the helmet. Keep the sword and the shield handy. When we come to find out any member of a church which is alive and serving the Lord, see, this is why we want to do what God is saying. We want to find a member in the body of Christ, a church is alive and serving the Lord. I want to see more people come to the Lord in this hour. I'm not begging. I'm not pleasing. I'm looking for more people to come to the Lord Jesus Christ in my hour while I have my watch on this earth rim. Well, what are you talking about? While I have these years left, I want to be able to do more to reach the unreached and tell the untold Jesus Christ is soon to return. But if you're not ready for him, his Father is coming back with revenge in his hand. So get ready. Be ready. Stay ready. Keep your eyes on him because he's the one. Let me show you something. When we serve, see, it grows by persecution. When we serve in conflict, it only stands to keep on serving Christ. See, I don't care about people pushing me down. They kept telling the radio station you couldn't do this. I'm thanking God. I'm giving God the glory. But the radio station is still here, reaching around the world. Got this young lady coming on from Israel. She's going to be on our station. Emmanuel, she's going to be on our radio station. A lady out there in South Carolina, she's going to be on. But I'm telling you what God is doing. God says, he that will come be the witness in himself because he believes on the Son of God. Now, do you believe on the Son of God? Some people say, well, how do I believe? You just receive it. It's like having a glass of water. How do you take a glass of water? It's not that simple. It takes more than one glass of water to satisfy your thirst. You know what? It takes only a moment. Oh, Jesus, it takes only. It only takes one thing for you to do. It's to trust what God has said for you to do. And I will say this much as I come and bring it to what the Bible is saying to us more now than anything. I have chosen you and have not cast you away. See, God has chosen us. Why is he to do a great work? He has chosen us. He didn't specify Jew or Gentile. I've chosen you to do a great work. But you're afraid. Don't be a coward. Don't be a letdown. Don't let everybody in your family get in your way. There are a lot of people that want to stand in your way. There are a lot of people don't know it, but the devil is using their influence over your influence. But what you have to do is know that you know when you see the movement of the enemy. And I call the devil every time I look up the number of lies. Deceased and desist, leave. No weapon formed against me or my family or anything I'm doing shall prosper. It may come and tamper and shake and move, but it won't prosper because I got it covered by the blood of Jesus. And I want to thank God for that man named Abraham. Abraham was a great man of God. Abraham, praise the living God. What God is doing right now. See, because we have overcome by our witness. We've overcome. Let's go to 1 John 5:12, 5:10. See, sometimes it's better to show people and to show them. Get on the book of Romans, 1 John, over there, and good God, I love it. What God does for us, God let us know. He loves us so much. And you know what? I don't beg nor borrow it. I just say, if you want to go, stay. If you don't, keep going. I'm going to do what God has told me to do. I'm not trying to prove to anybody. I'm doing exactly what God has told me to do. Now, when you look at 1 John 5:10, here's where the proof comes. Here's where the proof comes in. Listen what God is saying. 1:10. He who lives in the Son of God has a witness in himself. See, there's a witness in us. There is a witness. It's the Holy Spirit witnesses. He who does not believe God has made himself a liar. Because he that has believed has not believed the testimony that God has given his Son. See, and so that nullifies what they're doing. Now that's proof right there. That's proof. See, when you take notice, because the believer on the Son of God, we verify it. We solidify it. We magnify it. We give God all the glory. And we thank God for what God is doing for us and through us. And beloved, I will say this to you with love and kindness in my heart. One of the things I want you to stay in contact with, these words, Wilt thou show, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Faith without works is dead. Working in faith. Now, you got to have the faith before you can do anything. You got to know that you know. You got to, well, faith comes by you believing that God, I've never seen God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, but I believe. It is a witness inside of me. It is a witness inside of me. That's why I have the authority. That's why I have the power. That's why I have the perseverance. That's why I have the knowledge and the understanding, because God the Father has made it so. You know what, beloved? Through faith, he answers all of our needs. He freely gives us all the things we desire. I ain't talking about the cars, the shoes, but he gives us the peace to live among people, the attitude to see people and ain't nothing, body beat about the boat. And God so loves us. It is God who justifies, and Christ who intercedes. How can we fail? How can we fail? How can we fail? Let me take you to Acts 16:33 so I can show you some more. God is so good. Hallelujah. Acts 16:33. I know some of you Bible scholars got it right now, but I'm going to be here till the Lord say otherwise. I'm going to be here till the Lord say otherwise. Come home. Ain't no such thing or song like this. Acts 16:33. And these are the words. And it says, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and his son were baptized. What are we talking about? When the man of God, the prisoner, was asleep, the doors opened, Paul called out loud, "Do yourself no harm." And the light came in, and they fell down trembling, both Paul and Silas. Remember, they were in the prison. But see, God has a way of answering us in this very hour. Don't believe this because you don't see it magnified in this man. It's magnified in this hour. I've seen God have angels to come to my presence and help me and to show me. And when I say, how can we fail? Honey, you can't fail because the Bible told you something already. Acts 16:33, and when they were same hour of the night was washed their stripes, and immediately and the felon were baptized. They beat him and whipped him, but here's what God is saying, sir. What must I do to be saved? What must I do? He said, believe, God Almighty, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou wilt be saved, and your whole household. Can you believe on your whole house? Can you believe? When you believe, when you just believe, let me take you to the book of Romans, and I go to Romans chapter 8 and 12. Romans 8:12. See, it is so good to know that we know that God is. See, there are a lot of people, and I have to get right straight down with them, that go to different churches. They don't go there just to get all upset and get emotional and holler and yell and hoot. But when you want to serve the living God, you lift in your hands and praise him. You sing, I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I adore you, Lord. I magnify what you've done right in this earth realm in my area. I thank you, Father. I love you because no God like you, yada, 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 yada. And the more I praise you, the more I love you. Messiah, Messiah. Let me show you something, beloved. Here's what he did in the book of Romans 34. He said, who is he who condemned? Here's a question. Is it Christ who died? And furthermore, it's also risen. Who is even in the right hand of God? That's Jesus Christ. That's him. Who makes intercession for us? Who? Well, I'm interceding for you. No, I'm praying along with the Holy Father because he's interceding for us. See, you have to understand from a spiritual standpoint, I do, Toyota. When we understand from a spiritual standpoint, God has a place called for his angels, God has a place for his word. God has a place for all who can believe. God has a place for us. Good God Almighty, my time just goes so fast, I tell you. My God Almighty, but let me show you something. It's so good. See, time with God is not. time with man is. Oh, let me give you the last word. Praise you, Father. God is well aware of our daily needs. He's aware of my daily needs. What is God going to do? He's going to let my faith look to God and to His kingdom, His righteousness. He's taking care of all of my senses. And you know what? I thank God for everything God has done for me, in me, and through me. And you know, I just give you the last word. I give you the last word that the Lord has laid on my heart to tell you. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my needs, your needs, according to his riches in glory. Now, to his riches, what are his riches? That's the word we can go in and check that word. To all his riches in glory, his righteousness, his love, his peace, his joy, his ability to do what he said done, his riches in heaven. My God Almighty, God wants so much for us to do while we're here. Can we step here? Can we call you to the name of Jesus Christ? Can we call you and say, do you love him? If you love him like you say you love him, will you accept him? I'm calling someone that don't know Jesus Christ. It's so simple. As we said in the book of Acts and the book of 8, and he said, if you come and confess this, the man said, what shall I do, sir, that I may be saved? And the man of God said, believe on Jesus Christ. You and your whole household shall be saved. That's the only way I know to put it down. There's a man or woman out there. You can call us. You can get on www.willisj100yahoo.com. We love you. We thank God for you. And we want to just give God the glory and give God the peace. And you know what? My time is up. I'll see you on the next side. God bless you. Hello. Hallelujah. Through faith, my God Almighty. Hello, my beloved. How you doing? Hello? Well, I'll tell you what, God is so good. I love God. Do you have a question, a prayer need, or just let me know? Do you have a prayer? G-Man, is this you? And what God does, God, he makes a great thing for us.
Hello?
Hello? Well, anyway, one of the things I will say to you tonight is that the more we ask God, the more we see God doing with us that God wants to do for us. Now, if anybody got a question, a statement they want to make, what God has done for you today, the lines are open. Go ahead and have a word. You just want to be quiet and for God, he can deliver us. See, and all we have to do is believe on him. See, I learned from military time. The only quiet one is a soldier. He's listening for his command. There are three types of command they give in the military. Everybody walking around, he said, fall in line. Everybody must fall in line. You may not be in your right line, but you got to fall in line. Then he comes and says, attention. That means everybody come to attention because he wants you to hear what the captain of the general or general. In other words, I'm saying what God wants to say to the believer. When God gets our attention, he wants us to believe. And let me tell you something. It ain't because somebody done lost their life or somebody done this. The devil wants us to feel so sorry for ourselves. But you want to just, well, you know, every time I thought I was doing a hogwash, you got to believe on the word of God. You got to believe until the Lord Jesus said your time is up. And he, what Paul said, I have fought that good fight. I've kept that faith. I'm looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher. not looking to the president or the mayor or the governor. I'm looking to Jesus. So it's time for us believers to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Satan can't deal in the light. His demons can't live. And the truth to a person that Satan is locked up in hell right now. He says he's chained. God did that. But the demons are looked to the loop. They're the one raising the ruckus. Are they believing? We got so much power, Hogwarts. They only have the power you give them. Don't give them anything. Don't give the devil a nickel or a dime. But it's according to what you take the word of God and study the word. You got to study. Study to show thyself approval, a witness that be, need not be ashamed, but to rightly divide the word of God. You got to divide it. You got to understand it. You got to eat it. You got to chew it. You got to teach it. It's according to up to you. You know, beloved, I will say this. Tonight I just thank God. The more we take God at his word, and I know this one. Pat, is that you? Pat?
Can you hear me?
Pat? Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. Talk to me.
Got a little bit of a recovering and float. So my voice is kind of raspy a little bit. Seems like I get down. I start to cough, and so if I start talking, then you'll know. I want to thank God tonight for being able to be online. I was sitting up, and it came in my spirit, you know, about your call, your prayer life. So I said, well, okay, I've been getting on, you know. I said, let me go call and just, you know, sit in, you know, because the word is healing to all my bones, you know, to all everybody's bones, you know, because the devil tried to stop things. He can't stop it. What he meant for bad, God for good. I just thank God that my 2-3 weeks encounter was one with God in it. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And he will cover you when you think you are under a strong attack, you know, and I mean sudden attack. He will cover you with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So I just
Amen.
For being blind, you know. I cannot get out of my mind, you know, that incident that happened to me that night, you know. But I just thank God that he rescued me and he kept me. And all I could say was, Jesus, and pray. He started speaking. He started telling me what to do. And, you know, so because sometimes we panic, you know, when suddenly things happen to us. And so you just got to know that if you can't do no more than call his name, he will answer.
Amen. But may I encourage you?
I haven't forgotten about you.
I know. I said, may I encourage you?
Sure.
Okay. Well, the encouragement comes from this fact. You're talking to a man that's had a worse attacked by the enemy on the body, who was not supposed to be in this world, but kept believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. But I don't keep looking back to the past. I look to the future. When they told me I wasn't going to have a radio station, I got a radio station. They told me I wasn't going to do this and do this, and I kept believing on the word of the Lord Jesus. And what God has done, he said, but here's what he says in Romans 9th chapter 20. But indeed, O man, who are you to rely against God? We take God at his word. I take God at his word through Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you, don't even allow the demons to come and challenge you when they come and say, well, you know, No, sir, that's a lie. I'm already healed. I have no more fear. I'm not afraid of fighting the enemy. This is my way of encouraging you. See, God promised us. He promised us. He has promised us. When God, through Jesus Christ, has promised us, see, I'm living on the promises and the possibility and the knowledge. And see, I'm being attacked in my body physically from food, and I don't know what it is, but I have declared and decreed no weapon that is being formed against me will prosper. Satan food, certain things, me and my prayer partner, we was in the, coming from the doctor today, and I know some certain things coming in the air. I said, well, all these things, I said, in the name of Jesus, be gone. Stuff floating. See, they're putting stuff in the air right now to try to bring us under submissive. And the more we take the supernatural word of God and take God at his word, Satan can't do us any harm. And I want to encourage you with love in my heart towards you to know that you have the right to stand up and tell the devil he ain't nothing but a damn lie. A D-A-N lie.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, he lied in the beginning. He lied to me in 2010, he lied to me. He lied to me in 10:16. But God has done a great work for me, and he's done it for you. He set us free. It is up to us to go in the. I tell people, what did you do at your church? I don't work at the church. I work outside the church. I send people in the church. That's what we're supposed to do. I don't have time to get hung up on what they're doing around there. I'm not busy doing God's will. What's your church do? I go to Emmanuel Temple of the Bible. What? Yes, 6604 North Main. Go there until God releases me to do whatever you want me to do. But I'm telling you, the greater work is outside of the walls, because in the walls, that's a lot of gossiping. They're going to talk about you. Well, you can't do this. You should have done that. No, I ain't hearing that, because God has given me some promises. 3,400 promises I read in the Bible that God has promised us. Hallelujah. When God makes a promise, he keeps it. He promised us, most of all, he will send his son and deliver us. When you read in the Old Testament, he made a prophecy. God was a prophet in the Old Testament. God was an apostle in the Old Testament. God was a teacher in the Old Testament. God was an evangelist in the Old Testament. God was one that built a foundation in the Old Testament. So what we see is from God. It's not from man. It is from God. And the more we take God at his word, oh, but you know that pastor sure got a great word. What great word do they have that you don't have? It's God to know that they give you some understanding to dig deeper. I'm not trying to say I'm better than, see, as much as I love Kenneth Copeland, that man has a walk with God. I want the same walk. Cleft Old Dollar has a walk. The same walk. I want the same walk. Why? Because they speak those things that be not in the state of the world. And they told the devil, you can't do that to me. I told the devil, you can't do that. You can't allow him to do it. If I'm coming to your house and you got a sawed-off shotgun, I'm coming to rob you, what you going to do? Are you going to shoot me? Are you going to say, I'm going to shoot you? Well, I'm going to tell you what I would do on this side so you'll understand out there in the radio land. Listen, you come into my house and I tell you, don't enter in, I got a sawed-off shotgun. I say, you got a choice to meet Jesus right now or to repent. Case closed. That's how you have to talk to the demon. The demon want to challenge you. He wants to say, well, honey, today when they did a test on me, and I was, the pain was so, but I said, Jesus endured the pain. As much as I could, I said, take the pain, because I know Jesus took the pain from me. He took the pain from me. The same thing he took on his back, I am healed of pain. I am healed. I am healed. What you talking about? I'm healed. What you talking about? Because what he paid for me. He done it for me. And then he did it for you also. Some of us are walking in the fullness of God and giving the enemy, I'm not going to give the demons any rights over me. They know that they know they've had their last shots. And when you put me on an assignment, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to finish that assignment. I'm going to finish it. Whether it's negative or positive, I'm going to finish that assignment. If I go and somebody send me to go check on this and find out, I want to know that I know. When I go into the Word of God and search it, it is assignment. Every day is assignment. These words Jesus spake, listen to me, from the 17th chapter of St. John, chapter 1. These words Jesus spake and lifted his eyes to heaven. He didn't lift his eyes to the earth. He didn't close his eyes. Everybody said, close your eyes, we're going to pray. I learned not to close my eyes when I pray. Why I want to close my eyes? I got to see what's going on around me. Well, you got the spirit, yeah, but I'm not a fool. I'm not a ding-dong. I keep my eyes open as well as my spiritual eyes. And he said, Father, he didn't go and say, as some people say, the big man upstairs. No, that's not his name. That's not his name.
Mm.
Yo, you got a word for him up there, homeboy? That's not his name. He said, Father, it sets him aside as being the deliverer. As being the deliverer. Father, unify him. This hour is come. Hallelujah. He said, now here's what Jesus said, glorify thy son, that thy son may glorify thee. What do you mean glorify him? Whatever glory had together, I want you to do it this time. As thou hast given me power, and this is what I say, Jesus has been given power over all flesh. So don't think you're going to get to heaven. Ain't no flesh in heaven. But he has the power over all flesh. Why? Because it is so that God has made it so. That's a mystery. That's what God has done. Let's search it out together. I want to say this to the believers. I come to the reading and say that he has given eternal power to as many as given him. He's given some eternal power. Eternal life, eternal, forever life to as many as thou hast given him. God gave him the kid kaboom, as they say. Every man had a right to be there. Every man doing Jesus' walk on the earth for him had a right. He said, this is eternal life. This is eternal life. Here's the answer, that they might know thee, the only. That's eternal life, true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now people want to sit back and say, well, I'm believing in Jesus. Because the Bible just tells me I have a testimony. He lives inside of me. As I was teaching us earlier, he lives inside of me. How do he live inside of me? Because I let him live inside of me. How do he live inside of me? Because I love him inside of me. How he talk to you? Because he lives inside of me. His voice is not strange. I want to go to the next level. I want to be just like Jesus. See, so if you're going to walk like Jesus, you got to talk like Jesus. You got to act like Jesus. Some people in my neighborhood the other day, I was praying for them, and I was declaring and decreeing. And I said, Brother, may I pray for you? He was submitting to prayer because they know one of them won't do nothing but have prayer to get them in the right phraseology. When you're in the right place, I tell some of my pastor friends, man, you got a demon around there. Get that demon out of the way. He is the rocking the boat of the righteous. And some people are not understanding. Get him out of there. Cast him out in the name of Jesus. Forgive me for my excitement. I just get so happy knowing what God is doing for me. Now I want to finish this up. I've glorified, I've finished. And hear what Jesus said. I have glorified the glory I've given to you on earth. I told them what you're going to do. They saw me lay hands on the sick, blind eyes be open, deaf ears be open, the people to walk. I've seen all kind of disease they had. I've caused that power over the flesh. He said, I'm glorified on earth. As you said, I have finished the work the Father gave me to do. I finished the work. He said, here is my report card. A through Z, I finished. And now, O Father, that's why he said, the time has come. When God set a, he had to set a time on earth for his son to know, your time in the earth realm is up. Now is sacrificial time. According to the book of Hebrews, he became a sacrifice for all of us. His blood was once for all of us. Hallelujah. And here's what he says, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self. Not with Willie Hunter, not with the governor, not with the mayor, not the president. He said, glorify which died with thee before the world, the world, the world. How was the world? The world was then. God Almighty, can you imagine? Faith of a God, as I said when I asked God, why did you tell something God spoke to me? Just like I'm speaking on this radio station, God said, I spoke myself into existence. My God Almighty. I got nervous. My skin, I said, no, Lord. No. I got you, Lord. I got you. My hair began to. Somehow God has a way to let us know I am God. And beside me, there is another, even the devil. He trembled when he heard the voice of God. You think he's afraid, but he ain't coming back to heaven. He ain't coming back. He can't come back. Because the word was said to me in this manner. Understand what I'm saying, beloved. It said to him, it said, Satan, I understand you're having a great time down there. He said, yeah, I'm having fun. I'm enjoying myself. He said, well, I tell you what, he said, you want to come back to Egypt? And so the devil starts to, what? You mean I want to come back to heaven? She said, yeah. So the question I raised is, why was so heaven better than earth? Because he put in earth, kept hell like never before, eternal hell. And God said to him, hallelujah. He said, I tell you one thing, you come back, but one thing you got to do now. You got to repent, and you got to receive my son as your savior. The devil said, ain't no way in hell. So that's why I'm saying this to you. The devil said, I'm not going to serve that Jesus Christ. Why should I? Why? Why should we serve the devil? Why should we serve the devil? Why should we worship the devil? The devil is a liar from day one. And I want you to know one thing that you come to find out what God has said. God has sent us to a place. I'm not to influence you. I want to hear what the word has said. And you know, once again, anybody got any questions, statement they want to make? Hallelujah. Thank you. Hello? I hear you on the line, but you're not saying anything. You want to say something? Well, I'll tell you this much. I want to thank God for you that listened with me tonight and for being on the radio show with me tonight. And you want a prayer request that you want? I'm here to say a prayer together. Anybody in your family that needs a healing? Anybody in your life that you know needs a touch? Anybody you can pray for that we can help to encourage you? Anybody that's far and near that needs you right now? Amen. The line is open for you.
I need prayer, Amen. Sir.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Anybody else? Dr. Hunter.
Hey,
thank
you
for a powerful word. I'm doing great. Thank you for a powerful word tonight. I want to pray for my sister tonight.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else? Well, tonight that we just said, Father, it is in the name of Jesus Christ that we come before you. And, Father, all the desires and needs that we come before you, you said to bring it before you in Jesus' name. Jesus, we take every need, every desire, every hurt, every sickness, every disease, every lie, those things that your blood casted away. And I just ask you tonight, Father, that you would give us strengthening in the mind. And your Bible said, these are the signs that follow them that believe. We are believers. We believe. We believe that we have the power, the right, the authority to lay hands on the sick. I lay my hands on the radio station, and somebody will receive it behind the scenes, through the scene, by the scene. I'm a believer. Thank you, Father. Today, this night is the night that I want to say thank you. Somebody right now, body's being healed up. Somebody attitude, someone, that sister that my brother had to pray for right now, that's come to a better understanding. I see it just moving away from her. I want to thank you right now, Father, for everything you've done for her. I just want to thank you. I'm just a man that believes. I believe what your word says. Your word says the weapons that the enemy has tried to form against us will not prosper. For we, sons of God, not deacon, not pastor, not 5-0, as sons of God, through Jesus Christ, we have the power to put it down. We want to just say thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for us this night. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for everything. Somewhere in the archive, somebody's calling on you right now. Somebody's asking you right now to have mercy upon them. But I know it's you, Father. Would you just have mercy? Every need, every desire, every prayer needs to be praying right now. Somebody got sickness in their body. Somebody want to get up and walk and try to get some of that sickness out of their body. Somebody want to lay around the house and do nothing but complain. I declare and decree that you should get up and start walking. I declare and decree you stop complaining. You stop praising God. Stop walking around your bed and shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to thank you. They can pull off a lot of the weight that's on them. See, weights try to hold you down. But the more you just shake it out, the more you just shake it out, you shake off the attacks of the enemy. And God, you made us to know we're fighters. We're warriors. And I want to thank you for the prisoners right now. I want to thank you for them. Some in a safe place. Some are being guarded by angels while they're in the prison. Even though that with the demons are going to fight that fight, we just believe the doors are going to open. I see them opening. Somebody's coming home that you showed me within the next 2 months. They're coming home. The mother's going to believe more than ever. And then, Father, I want to pray for Emmanuel School of the Bible. I pray for it right now. I pray for the fullness of the Holy Ghost fall around that 6604 North Main. Let the anointing upon the believers that they might do the works and go out and spread the word. Not only at that one, anywhere on Main Street, Bissonnet, anywhere, the word of God is true and sure. I want to praise you and love you, Father, for everything you've done. Tonight's a night that we just declare, I want to thank you for my brother, G-Man. I want to thank you for him, that you give him more wisdom and knowledge and understanding of your word, that you will bring us to a point, a real point in our lives, and know all things work together for those of us who believe. And then, Father, your word has declared, your word has you said it's to come to pass, and the place where it was said unto them, peace, peace. God has called us to speak. We speak peace. Peace be unto us. And I know it don't look like it's good, but it's good. Every day is a better day. Every day is a blessed day. Every day is a hallelujah day. Every day is a glorified day. Every day to spend a day with you, Lord, is but 1,000 years. I want to thank you tonight. Thank you for every prayer that's being met, every need that's being heard. It's about you. It's not about us. It's about you being glorified. And Father, you see us on the earth realm. These people on the radio station and behind the scenes, they have desires and needs. And I'm asking you right now, every need is met by the word of God as they believe. Every desire is fulfilled by the word of God. Every healing in the body is done by the blood of Jesus. And tonight we plead the blood of Jesus. 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 over them, the blood of Jesus over their minds, the blood of Jesus in their thought processes, in the blood of Jesus. And now, the blood of Jesus is penetrating the devil. Cannot hang around the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The devil can't hang around. The blood of Jesus must be gone. It must be gone. They must be gone. And we submit our lives to you, Holy Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And I want to thank you tonight for everything you've done, for the wisdom, for the knowledge. And then, Father, that woman right now that's got a mind, she's trying to make up her mind right now. She's trying to make up her mind. But the mind she's trying to make up is not of God, it's a mind. Give it to Jesus and let him do it. Submit, commit, and let him do it. Say, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus sets us free. The blood of Jesus sets us free. The blood of Jesus sets us free. The blood of Jesus washes us away all sin. The blood of Jesus makes us whole. The blood of Jesus sanctifies us. The blood of Jesus keeps us. The blood of Jesus is the word of God. The blood, it was his blood he spewed. It's in heaven on the mercy seat. Satan can't do no harm to us who believe under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And then, Father, I just hear you saying there's some person out there right now that was on their way, but you stopped them from going straight to the darkness. You stopped them. Stopped them from going to darkness because they heard the blood of Jesus. See, the Bushan that he alone going to say, Lalimahaya, the blood of Jesus is a pathway to the believers. We walk under the blood. We walk with the blood. We walk through the blood. The blood covers us and keeps us. Hallelujah. And for this, we say thank you. Thank you. I pray this night, Father, that somebody, not of me, but of your word, I pray that the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, oh, my God, may the blood of Jesus saturate, wash it, flush, rub it, hang it to dry, the blood of Jesus. And all God can see is clear white rose. I said, thank you. In Jesus' name of Nazareth, we surrender this prayer to the petition that it shall be done. We declare and decree it's an answer prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. I know that amen. I love you. Thank God. Anybody got any statement they want to stake? And thank God it is what it is. The line is still open. I'm still excited. I'm still excited. To talk about the blood, we can talk about the blood all night long.
Yeah.
And never get tired. Amen. But I want to say to y'all, listen to me tonight. God bless you and the peace of God be with you. Until tomorrow night, I'll see you again. To some of you, I won't, but I want to pray for G-Man. I want y'all to pray for, he comes on at 12 o'clock on this prayer line. And would you mind giving out G-Man your prayer line?
Thank you, Dr. Hunter. Thank you, Dr. Hunter. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you. First and foremost, Dr. Hunter, I want to say thank you for a powerful word tonight. God is truly blessing you. I just thank God that I was able to be a part of tonight's movement. But the phone number for the prayer line is area code 712-775-7031, and the code is 382-391-508-pound.
Say it again.
It's going to be 712-775-7031. The code is 382 38239150 pound.
Yeah. Now that's a great thing.
The website, Dr. Hunt, is gwilltalk.org.
All right. Praise God. And I want to let everybody know tonight, I'm on that prayer line with G-Man during the day, and sometimes I just sit back and amaze me what God is doing. Hear this man's testimony, what God has done for him. It moves me to a new level. And one of the things I want to say to you is that the more we pray, the more we believe. But I've come into an agreement with some people because we're going to believe for the greatest revival right here in Houston, Mississippi, Alabama, all over the world. We're believing for. We're not going to pay. We're not going to do this or that. We're going to believe for a revival. For a revival. It's going to reinstitute, resaturate, realign us. It's going to get us back to what God wants us. See, sometimes people don't believe, I ain't out of the way. Yes, you are. That's why we have these different things. But I want to let you know because I want to see some of the greatest moves right now in my life. When John Osteen is alive, told about a blind man named George Seymour. And you know what? That bothered me for years. And I got a chance to meet Seymour, but Seymour was not in the world. I went to his grave site. I saw something. I heard something. The anointing God still sends down through, but it's through his son, Jesus Christ. He uses his men right now. You see one named, the old man who named, I forget his name, but anyway, before he prayed, he was spitting on him. And when he laid hands on you, you were healed. That's the kind of power I'm talking about. I had his book up here somewhere. I was studying it. See, but the more we want God to come into our life, and he said in one of his words in his teaching, he said, God is trying to get us to move from the shores to the water. When we leave the shores, we go to the book of Ezekiel. We're not even ankle deep, we're not even knee deep, not waist deep, not shoulder deep, not we are submerged in the Word of God. And that's my objective. That is my objective. Because I've seen signs happen. Are you ready for these signs to happen? Praise the living God. Well, anybody else, my time is up. If not, I want to see you on the other side. God bless you, and the peace of God be with you, okay? Amen.
Have a good night.
Amen.
Bye. Amen. Oh, man. Oh. All right. Wow. Hey, cuz. Hey, cuz.
Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
This is Willie J. Hunter.
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message, but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings. Please check your microphone and microphone settings or visit Skype.com for more help. Thank you for using the Skype call testing service. Goodbye. Thank you.